If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Box Trick. I'm your host, Matt Brady. Joining me today is Alan Thomas. Alan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Playing Persona 5. Oh, spoilers.
Nice. Alan and I, we're going to do kind of a, just like what we've been playing lately. I think it's always a cool topic to do just so we can kind of just, you know, review a handful of like random games that we're playing. So how is Persona 5?
It's pretty good. I'm just at the end of the first dungeon, so gonna be a really long game, I feel. I'm playing it on hard, which is my friend recommended because he said it provided the best experience, and it is really hard.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I like difficult. It doesn't punish you too much, but you have to really perfect your strategies in order to get through it. The story is really unique. I've never played any of the other Persona games, so
oh, really?
Kind of jumping into it. Got it.
Yeah, they're really good. I've played two, but I own like one digitally, and I've heard four, like Persona 4 is really good. I know you can get it for Vita, like Persona 4 Golden.
Yeah, I've seen the Golden, yeah.
Yeah, which speaking of which, I still need to get a Vita. I know they're dead, but I have so many free games via the PlayStation Store.
Oh, I love my Vita. The problem with it is you need the memory for it. But it's great for the remote play. Like, if you have a good internet connection, you can play from into a totally different place to your PlayStation at home.
Oh, okay. Cool. So do you think you're going to check out more of the Persona series after this?
I think I probably will, yeah. I may go play 4 next. It's really, it's been pretty, effed up so far.
Yeah, I think it is. I think that's kind of the point of the Persona series.
But it's got some funny parts, and the characters are interesting, and the combat mechanics have been very good so far.
I know that isn't it like the Shin Megami Tensei series? I know that's kind of like its own other series, but aren't they kind of like the same?
It's pretty similar. Yeah, so you kind of collect all these demons.
People. Yeah,
yeah, you collect. Like souls of monsters that kind of fight for you, and you switch between which one, and each one has abilities. So you can kind of switch back and forth, but only so often.
Yeah.
And then you can combine them to get stronger ones, and it's a cool mechanic. It's definitely got a little more depth to it than maybe your average JRPG.
Okay. Cool. I guess one of the games I'm playing right now is Destiny 2, but I'm going to wait because Thomas and I are going to review that at some point in the future. So I'll kind of talk about the game that kind of took over my summer, which is NBA Playgrounds. I know that's kind of like a weird game. It's basically like, it's like a newer, like, you know, version of like NBA Jam.
Mm-hmm.
It was like $20, but like the people that are running it are so supportive of it. Like, we were constantly getting character, like new character packs and stuff like that. And I'll say, like, one of the biggest differences between it and NBA Jam is that, in, like, NBA Jam, you know, you unlock the legends and stuff like that, but you have to like pick a specific team. Whereas in this, like, you just pick whatever characters you want. And so the roster is so enormous at this point, because they're just like constantly upgrading. It's like you can pretty much pick like any NBA player ever, like, and build a team of two. and like then you can play against each other. And like as they've been adding more characters, the game's been getting like more depth. And like it's just like not just in terms of characters, but just like in the way you play the game, where it really is different. So like, oh, okay, like are you picking like two guys who can dunk? Are you picking two guys who can shoot threes? Are you picking like two middle of the road guys? Because like you can steal or you can block. But they've changed it to where you just can't spam it anymore. Like in the NBA Jam series, you used to just be able to spam like spam like steals and blocks, and now you can't do that anymore. So you really kind of have to pick and choose how you're gonna play. Yeah, and so even when you go online, I mean, more everyone's using like Steph Curry and Shaq, but like, but like you know, if you're using a team of like say two middle, like two like kind of taller guys who can shoot, but maybe aren't very fast or something. So like Kristaps Porzingis from the Knicks, like if you're using like a guy like him and maybe like LaMarcus Aldridge, like you can totally run on like the guys who like who've picked like two opposites, just because like you're always in a situation where you can dunk and you can shoot. You're just not going to be very fast, but chances are if they've picked like Yao Ming or Shaq, like they're always going to be going to the guy who shoots the three. And so in this game, you kind of get like, so instead of getting turbo where you get like three in a row and then you get like on fire, you kind of build up this meter. And then when the meter builds up, you get like a random power. And sometimes it's just like make a shot from anywhere, like, you know, stuff like that. But there's always counters to them. And so the dynamic is like, if you do a dunk, you'll build up the meter. If you do a dunk or shoot a two, but if you shoot a three, it doesn't build up your meter. So yeah, so then like it makes it to where everyone's not just sitting back and shooting threes the entire time.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it was only like
I was when you first mentioned it, I was wondering like how they would balance those things, and it sounds like that's they've put a lot of focus into
the balance. Yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then like oh I will say though. There are so there's like tiers of players. There's like bronze, silver, and then gold, which are like legends. And the legends have like super moves, but they only it's like one super move, right? And like more often than not, it's like they get like a special dunk or something. But they're not always like unbeatable or something. And so like Allen Iverson has like a special dribble, right? So he can like, you know, really dribble through people, but it's not to where the point to where it's like OP. Like in Larry Bird, like he can shoot like a special three that just gives him like a slightly bigger bar. And like Dirk Nowitzki has like, he'll do his like fadeaway shot and stuff like that. So you do have to kind of defend them. But to, again, to balance it, like the bronze players are usually players who are pretty like balanced. So, you know, they're like sixes. So it's like on a scale of 1 to 10. And then like per stat. And so like those guys are like six and sevens, like across the board, which like actually makes them kind of useful because, well, they can kind of do everything. So it really does fit to your play style.
Okay. That sounds cool. I may have to check that out. I always love to play sports games, but the next one I would talk about is going to be a sports game, but I may have to check that out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Before Persona 5, I was playing MLB 17, the show. I know it's kind of late, but I love franchises. I love franchise games. I don't really necessarily play the game very much, but I love to take control of a franchise and like lead it. And the shows, I don't even play the road to the show so much. I just love to sim the franchise. And 17, the show, is it's another great entry, like the show game, since 2K has gone off the map in baseball a few years ago. Yeah. The show hasn't done anything wrong, like how Madden kind of screws up because there's no competition. The show hasn't had that problem. It's still solid. There's no glaring holes. Like, it's fun. Everything flows well. Like, you can do bad and you can do good, and like things that you do well actually help. And there's some things you can do, but there's nothing really broken. So like in some of the older ones, you could just kind of break it with signing the young players to super long contracts.
Right.
Because they're young and they don't know they're going to be good, but you can sign them for like 10 years to like a $2 million contract. But they kind of fix that now. So like players with high potential won't sign long contracts that aren't for like about as much money as they were probably going to get.
Yeah.
So it makes it really good. And it's tough to win. Like you don't just win every year like you can in Madden. Sometimes once you kind of get your team the way you want it, you just almost never lose anymore.
Right. Yeah, I'm still like so surprised that there's not a baseball game for Xbox.
Yeah, I don't know how
like,
that's...
And it's been years. I mean, I understand, like, obviously NBA and the two bigger sports, but it still, sure. to me, just seems like an enormous... I mean, there's a NASCAR game, for crying out loud. How is there not a baseball game for Xbox?
Well, I would say probably even FIFA is a bigger game, just because of how much worldwide
it
is.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. But FIFA's
probably almost as big as Madden. Yeah, for sure. But
for sure, yeah.
Just, it, especially with the Xbox being, like the primary console in some ways, like... It's maybe not owned as much as PS4 or whatever, but it's still like the American console.
Yeah,
and it's got no baseball game.
It's just so bizarre. It's still, it's just. I mean, how have they just not looked at that and said like, I mean, even if they just want to, I mean, maybe getting the license is just too much, and they're just like, it's just not worth to get the license for Major League Baseball.
Yeah,
like that's the only thing I can think of as to why they wouldn't want to try and get it.
But it is pretty crazy that Sony, I mean, I've always felt like Sony had the better exclusives, but I mean, even in the situation of a sport, like they exclusively have a sport.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. That's pretty huge. Yeah. I mean, could you imagine if they owned FIFA? Like if it was like,
yeah,
but like FIFA has challengers. I mean, like NBA does. I mean, there's like NBA Live and NBA 2K.
Yeah. They have two. Yeah. And then in FIFA, I think there's the winning 11-7. And those are like on the map. They're not as far off as like RBI baseball was.
Yeah.
Which is like the new, that was kind of the more arcadey version.
I mean, I like the original RBI baseball back in the NES, but it's like a very arcadey, you know, it's like very arcadey. Yeah. It's just bizarre that there's just not a, I don't know. Yeah, okay. One of the games I've been playing, I reviewed actually, and that is Sonic Mania. Oh my god, it's so good. I like it so much. It's so perfect, to be completely honest. It's everything like people have wanted from a Sonic game for years. And even though it is like some remixed levels, it feels like what the Saturn, like if there had been a 2D Sega Saturn like Sonic game, it feels like what it would have been like. And like the art style is like so specifically like 2D, and then when you go into like the special stages, they're like low res 3D polygons, but I mean it's obviously done on purpose. The game itself is like 200 megabytes. Like I've seen
a lot of people talking about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could run it on your phone. Like I'm fairly certain you could run the version that like came out on PS4 and computer on your phone, no problem.
It definitely looked cool. It was a great throwback to just like we don't get a lot of games that are like what they were before. I think there's a Metroid game coming out soon. For 3DS that's supposed to be more.
It's out now. Yeah, Thomas has been playing. He was telling me about it. It's the Metroid 2, like a remake. Where they didn't really change a whole lot other than just the graphics, which is actually like pretty cool. There was finally a teaser for Metroid Prime 4. So
yeah, I saw that. I've been thinking about getting a Switch, but I haven't pulled the trigger.
Me either. I think I might wait and get when the Super Mario Odyssey pack comes out.
Yeah, I'm thinking that there's going to be some kind of change to it pretty soon, maybe for the holiday season.
I think there's going to be, or next year, I think they're going to revive console. And so maybe I should just hold out. Maybe I should just hold out for that. Because there's really the only games that are really out for it that I really want are games I kind of already own. Because like
let's do a whole nother video on this, huh?
I'm down. Yeah. Well, actually, I will. I'm just gonna take another one here because one of the games I have been playing is Breath of the Wild. Plowed through Breath of the Wild. Just started getting into the DLC, the Master Sword DLC. Have you played it yet, Breath of the Wild?
No, unfortunately not.
Oh my god, it is so good. It's probably gonna win my game of the year. I mean, I have a few other contenders, but it's just so good. Although it feels a lot like once you start playing it, and it reminds me a lot of Final Fantasy 15. Like the story. I mean, not that Zelda stories are ever really like
that in depth. Yeah,
It's kind of like go here. It's mostly all about the gameplay, and that's what this game is. And this game is mostly about the and the world is like absolutely, I mean, amazing. And
it's yeah, gorgeous. That's what I noticed watching
it. Yeah, and it's gorgeous. even though it's not like super high resolution, like even the Switch version, because I think that the Wii U version is like 720p, and then it scales up to 1080p. And I think the Switch version is native 900p, and it scales up to 1080p.
On the TV, it's 900, yeah. Oh, and then on the Switch tablet itself, it's right. 720.
Yeah, 720. But like, man, the world is just so gorgeous, and like everywhere you go, and it is a huge game, and there's so much stuff to do. And I think one of the cool things about it is like the way in which you can do things. Like, I've been watching videos of people talking about it, like trying to figure out secrets I just haven't found and stuff. And it's always like people talking and they're like, "Wait, I didn't know you could do that." And then the other person's like, "Oh, wait, I didn't know you could do that." And it's just like so cool. Like, I didn't even know halfway through the game you could like shield surf. Mm-hmm. So you can like jump on your shield and like slide down mountains and stuff. And I was like, "Oh, so cool." Like, I didn't know you could do that. And unlike other Zelda games where you kind of have to go on a path, you can pick any dungeon, you can go anywhere right. you want. You can go face the boss right out the gate if you want. You're probably not going to win, but it's possible. And then, like, yeah, it's kind of cool. You can just pick whatever you want. You can pick, like there's different armors, and obviously they all do different things. And a lot, like in the other Zelda games, it's like, okay, that you wear this armor when it's in, like, the fire area, and you wear this in this area. And that's not really the way it works in this game. I mean, obviously there are, but, like, some of them have cool abilities and stuff. It's like, well, do I want to wear more armor, but it'll slow me down, because you kind of have like an HP system. And I think the game's a lot better.
Yeah. Just having a little more. Yeah. I saw all the different customization of weapons you can find, and then food you can make.
Yeah.
Bonuses and things that it does for you. So yeah, that's the number one reason to get a Switch for me. I almost went and bought one just to play that game, because I was looking for games to play. In the process of looking for the games to play, right before I started playing Persona, I actually picked up Fallout 4 again.
Oh, nice.
I was recently in Boston.
Are you going in more now?
Yeah, so I was recently in Boston, and it was cool to be in Boston, and we went to Fort Independence, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
And we got there, me and my dad had both played the game, and we both got there, and we were like, wait a minute, this look, and neither of us had actually thought about it, but we both could see that it was, and we were like, this looks like Fallout 4.
Oh, nice.
And then we went and Googled it, and sure enough, it was.
Oh, cool.
I am enjoying it more. They've cleaned up some stuff. The settlements seem to work better now. I don't have any of the add-ons. But I think, like, if you didn't, I already owned the game. But if you didn't already own the game, it probably makes sense to go buy it, the version with all the add-ons.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I just got a gaming PC, which I've never had like a true like dedicated like gaming PC with like nice graphics cards and all that stuff. And so now I'm like really getting into PC gaming. And so I'm just like, it's just a matter of time before I buy Skyrim again. But now I'll have the PC version and I can mod it. And all that
fantasy. Yeah, I think Skyrim Survival Mode is out for beta now on Steam.
This whole Steam gaming business, man, I'm always like, oh man, this game's like 10 cents. Okay, well, I guess I better buy it.
Yeah, the anchoring effect, I saw a video about that, where they set a lot of times the price that it's released at isn't really the price they expect you to buy it at, or at least not the price it's set at, but that sets your brain's value as to what it is.
Right.
You see it on sale, even though you may never play it.
Yeah,
you'll buy it because it's less than what your brain thinks it's worth.
Very interesting. Although I will say, so I got like, you know, I got a gaming computer and I got like a nice like 4K, or not a 4K monitor, but a 1440p monitor. And like, you know, it's kind of cool just because this PC gaming, man, like games are like so much cheaper than like to buy them on console. So I guess I'm starting to see where like you end up saving a lot of money.
Oh yeah.
Or where you like, I guess your purchases probably equal out. I've been playing,
and there's just so much more variety of what you can play for sure.
I've been playing Dragon Ball Xenoverse, which I'm actually a huge Dragon Ball fan. I've never played either of the Xenoverse games. Go ahead. You cut out.
Yeah, are you playing the first one or the second one?
The first one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and I know the second one's better, but I just know that I can run it at like max settings on the first one, and it was like $2 cheaper, and I was like, well, I'll get the first one first and plow through it. Oh man, I'm loving it.
Yeah, I played it on PS4. It's a really fun game.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm like diving into it hard. I'm really liking it. The story's like kind of weird. You know, it's just like you're like time patrolling, and like it's just a way to like have you not do like the story of Dragon Ball Z over and over,
over again. Yeah,
yeah, which is like every Dragon Ball Z game, which is fine. I mean, I like it, but no, the battle system is fun. It's cool. You have like multi. It's I'm really enjoying it. And maybe once I kind of finish it, I'll pick up the second one.
Yeah, it's fair. I think that about covers what I've been playing lately.
Yeah, that about covers that about covers it for me. I just kind of started Grandia 2, the Steam version, which I've covered before in our one of our first videos, or of what I call Box Truck 2.0, which is where we started back on YouTube. That was actually one of our first videos where we talked about just like random RPGs we liked, and yeah, I've already pretty much covered Grandia 2, but you know, it's great. I can always play it. So, okay. All right. Well, that is our show for today. As always, you can find me pretty much on the internet, just about anywhere at Super Games Bros. You can find Alan on the internet at his personal Facebook page and
Portland Dodgeball's YouTube channel.
Yeah. Portland Dodgeball's YouTube channel. Alan's pretty much a professional. He's pretty much like the, trying to think here. Who's the, you know, he's like the LeBron James of dodgeball at this point.
I'm maybe like the Steve Nash of dodgeball.
Steve Nash. Hey man, he was a two-time MVP. All right.
Yeah, he is a two-time MVP.
I love Steve Nash. Okay. All right. Well, as always, thanks for listening.